Restoring My Soul, Monday the 1st of June, The Profile of the Scorner. Addressing the Jews in Antioch in Pisidia, the Apostle Paul said, "Beware therefore, lest what has been spoken in the prophets come upon you. Behold, you despisers, marvel and perish, for I work a work in your days, a work which you will by no means believe, though one were to declare it to you." A despiser is a person who claims to be a believer, but who on account of their self-righteousness is unable to receive the commands of Christ that are proclaimed by his messengers. Consequently, they are unable to lay hold of the faith that comes by hearing the word, and for this reason they will by no means believe. Elsewhere in the scriptures, the despiser is described as a scorner or a mocker. For example, King Solomon wrote, "A scoffer, equally a scorner, seeks wisdom and does not find it, but knowledge is easy to him who understands." The scorner assumes the liberty to judge Christ's messengers, their word, and its implications on account of their presumed competence, expertise, experience, or gift. They may or may not be malicious in their retort, but through their judgments place themselves in a position of superiority. Jesus drew attention to this demeanour or attitude when he contrasted the prayers of a Pharisee and a tax collector. Luke recorded this lesson in his Gospel, writing, "He spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, 'God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I give tithes of all that I possess.'" The references used in today's devotions are Acts chapter 13 verses 40 and 41, Proverbs 14 verse 6, and Luke chapter 18 verses 9 to 12. For further study, Psalm 1.